Blog Talk Radio.
And then we want to go to James chapter 5
And we want to read verses 13 through 16. Praise God. Talking again, once again today on the subject matter, pray and believe. Those two twins that must operate conjointly together. Not only praying, but also believing. Praise God. Matthew chapter 9. I'll read it in your hearing, reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years. She came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be made whole. She said within herself, she said, praise God, within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be made whole. But Jesus turned, verse 22, him about, that is, he turned around, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, praise God. He identified to her who she was. Those who believe in God, or the children of God, he said, daughter, be of good comfort, for thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole, praise God. Do you hear what the scriptures are saying to us on today? And the woman was made whole from that very hour. He says, be of good comfort, for your faith has made you whole. And then Jesus came into the ruler's house, verse 23, and he saw the minstrels and the people making a noise. That is, they were creating a ruckus, praise God, because of what had happened. And he said unto them, give place. That is, move out the way, back up. For the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. In their mind and from their perspective, it was the end. It was over. There was no other alternative. She was gone. But he said, give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, as is, after he got all of them out of the way, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. Hallelujah. And the fame thereof went abroad into all that land. And when the Jesus departed there, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. That is, they followed him. And Jesus said unto them, believe that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yes, Lord, we do, we believe. Then, touching their eyes and saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were open, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that that no man know it. In other words, don't tell anyone about it. But, hallelujah, verse 31, but when they were departed, they spread abroad his fame in all that country. You can't keep good news to yourself. You can't keep a wondrous blessing unto yourself. And then skipping unto James chapter 5, that fifth chapter, verse 13, it says, is any among you afflicted? The apostle James says, then let him pray. Is any merry or happy? Then let him sing songs. That is, let him rejoice. 14, if any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray. Not talk, pray. Not discuss the matter, pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed any sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults, he now says in verse 16, one to another, and pray one for another for the explicit purpose and reason that you may be healed. for the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, readers, and doers of his word. Talking about prayer and belief. Pray and believe. Two things together. We can do the one we pray, but we understand even in our praying, we must have something that goes in conjunction with prayer, and that is we must believe. Jesus asked the question in Matthew chapter 9 to the man, the blind man. He said, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They said, "Yeah, Lord." He said, "Then according to your faith." The woman with the issue says when she said within herself, "If I could but touch the hem of his garment, I know that I could be made whole." She knew that she could be made whole because she had faith within herself. There's oftentimes faith of God. Many times we go forth in believing that God can do a thing. We just don't believe that he will. Faith is not just believing God can. It is also knowing that God will. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to hear that today, because faith is more than just believing having a belief system that is based on principle but not on practice. Hallelujah. Practice is more. The Bible says you can't have faith without works. Faith is dead without works being alone. Faith has to take on tangible action. Faith has to do something. It cannot just say. Faith does. I cannot just say I believe without acting on the belief that I say that I have. What is the conclusion? What is the belief that I am believing and that I trust God for what it is if I don't act on it? Oftentimes we say we believe God, but we do nothing in response to let him know that we're standing on the faith and his ability alone, not faith in yourself. You'll get messed up if you think you can do it, because if you can do it, why do we need God? The Bible simply says, is there anything too hard for the Lord? When he asked that question to Abraham sitting in the door of the tent while he was on his way to Sodom and Gomorrah, he says, is there anything? Why did he say it? Because Sarah laughs. Hallelujah. He said, yeah, you're going to have that child. I'm going to be back. And then in just about a year from now, he says, you're going to have that son, and you're going to be bouncing that baby boy. And Sarah laughs. Hallelujah. And he heard her. She said, no, I didn't laugh. He says, you did. But he asked the question to Abraham, her covering. He said, anything? Because he asked him, why did she laugh? See, God is not wondering. God is not fishing for if I can, or perhaps it may be. God is assured of himself. The Bible says that he speaks a thing, and the thing becomes what God speaks. And he said, don't get it twisted. I'm not a man that I should lie, nor am I the son of a man that I should repent. Somebody said, well, I've been praying and I've been believing, and but that thing didn't materialize. As well, baby, if there's something not materialized that you believe, that it's because God did not say it. Praise God. He's only obligated to do the things that he says. Hallelujah. And we must be in agreement with the will, the word of God. As we read in scripture what God says and we apply it, not only must we let the words come out of our mouth, because he said the words that are powerful. The word of the Lord is quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than a two-edged sword. So we must open up our mouths and declare the word, the will of God over our lives, over our situations and circumstances, and believe that God will surely bring it to pass. Hallelujah. This woman, she has suffered for 12 years. With a hemorrhage. Perhaps it was a menstrual disorder, but in our times of desperation, we don't have to worry about the correct way to reach out to God. Like this woman, we can simply reach out in faith and know that he will respond. Hallelujah. He said, I send my word, and my word will not come back void, but it will accomplish the purpose for which I send it. God changed a situation that had been a problem for years. Hallelujah. Like the leper and the demon-possessed men, this woman was considered unclean. For 12 years, she too had been one of the untouchables and had not been able to lead a normal life. But Jesus changed that and restored her. Sometimes we are tempted to give up on people or situations that have not changed for many, many years. Oh, glory. But God can change what seems unchangeable. He can change situations that seem impossible, giving us a new purpose and a new renewed hope. Hallelujah. The synagogue, the leader of the synagogue, didn't come to Jesus until his daughter was dead. In Matthew 9 and 23-26, he was too late for anyone else to help. But Jesus simply went to the girl and he raised her up. In our lives, Christ can make a difference when it seems too late for anyone else to help. He can bring healing to broken relationships. He can release from addicting habits. And he can forgive and heal emotional scars. If your situation looks hopeless, remember that God can do the impossible. These men in Matthew 9:27, they said, Son of David. They addressed Jesus because they knew his lineage. Praise God. Son of David, we know who you are. You came out from the lineage of David. Son of David was a popular way of addressing Jesus as the Messiah because it was known that the Messiah would be a descendant of David in accordance to the rest of Isaiah 9 and 7. This is the first time that the title is used in Matthew. Jesus' ability to give sight to the blind was prophesied in Isaiah 29 and 18. Matthew in 9:20, Jesus didn't respond immediately to the blind man's pleas. He waited to see if they had faith. Not everyone who says that he wants help really believes God can help him. Jesus may have waited and questioned these men to emphasize and increase their faith. When you think that God is too slow in answering your prayers, consider that he might be testing you as he did the blind man. He'll ask you the question, do you believe that I am able to do this thing in your life? In your situation, do you really want this help? Hallelujah. It's not about knowing that God can do a thing. We have to believe that he can. He says, do you believe? Hallelujah, that I'm able to do it. Then he says, according to your faith, he says to these men, these blind men were persistent. They went right on into the house of Jesus where he was staying. They knew Jesus could heal them, and they would let nothing stop them from finding him. That's real faith in action, praise God. That means you have a purpose. You have a desire. You have an end destination, and you allow nothing to deter you. These men, even though they were hollering after Jesus, and some, the Bible says, were telling them to hush, to shut up, but they cried all the more. Hallelujah. And they continue to follow Jesus even into the house. And then he says, now that we're here, let me ask you a very serious question. Do you believe that I'm able to do this? They said, yes, Lord, we believe. Then he says, if not, according to the power that I've got plenty of power. But the question is, do you have faith? He says, it's according to your own faith. Is the power released into your life and situation? Glory to God. Thank God for real faith. Faith that reaches out. Faith that does. Faith that does not just say, but a faith that does. Hallelujah. A moving faith. Jesus told the people in 9:30 to keep quiet about the healing because he did not want to be known as a miracle worker. He didn't demand only as a miracle worker. He healed because he had compassion on people. But he also wanted to bring spiritual healing to a sin-sick world. Praise God. It was more than just a natural physical healing. He wanted to bring healing to the nations, hallelujah, of the world, that all men may be healed of their sin sickness. That is also the purpose of God. Sometimes when we get in a physical condition, we forget about the fact that he also wants to change our state of being, that is our eternal state. Glory to God. Now, in James chapter 5, we find ourselves, it says the people in the church are not alone. Members of Christ's body should be able to count on others for support and prayer. People in the church are not alone. They should not feel isolated. When they're going through something, he says, if there be any sick, let them call on the elders of the church and let them pray. Praise God. Especially when they are sick or suffering, the elders should be on call to respond to the illness of any member, and the church should be sensitive to the needs of all its members. The prayer offered in faith does not refer to the faith of the sick person, but to the faith of the people praying. God heals. He says, when the elders pray and anointing them with all, he said, it shall cause the sick to recover. Their faith, hallelujah, the person is going through, but let you, which are spiritual, hallelujah, come in and do the necessary thing. Let the elders, those who are in positions of leadership and authority, ensure, let them pray, release their faith in the situation of this individuals. And he says, and the prayer of faith shall cause the sick to recover, and if they committed any sins, it shall be forgiven them. And all prayers are subject to God's will, but prayer is part of God's healing process. Understand something, beloved, as we close today, it's not just about the prayer alone. We must pray because he told us to pray. Pray about everything. He says, let's pray everywhere. Lifting up holy hands without wrath and without doubting. Praise God. We ought to pray because there are many things going on. There's always something to pray about. There is a reason, a purpose for our prayers. But we also understand the power in our prayer. But not only must we pray, but we must also believe in the prayers that we pray. So therefore, simply put, pray because he told us to pray, but also cast not away thy confidence, which has great recompense of reward. That is, we must believe. The two must go hand in hand. Pray and believe. May the Lord bless each and every one of you as you continuously put forth the effort to do his will and see the glory of God fall in your life. God bless and keep is our prayer.
Thank you, Pastor Phil, for that inspirational word here in the studio this morning. And we are now down to our commercial break. I'm Glenda Phil, your host here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio.
Do you need marital counseling to deal with your marital issues? Do you want resources to help enhance your marriage? Log on to www.godsanointedministries.com to get in touch with Glenda and Rufus Fields. You can also check out their latest book on marriage called Diary of a Man, Heart of a Woman, as a self-help tool. Check out God's Anointed Ministries today. It's always time to pray. Prayer for our families, kids, and nation. Join Pastor Rufus and Glenda Fields of Timely Kingdom Objectives each Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to pray. The call-in number is 1-605-475-4700, access code 0#.
Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a global outreach church fulfilling the mandate of God to equip, empower, edify, encourage, and educate the people of God in this season. Global Harvest Kingdom Church
join us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a church on the move for God.
And welcome back to Real Talk here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. I'm Glenda Fields, your host, and I am joined in the studio with our special guest, Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Timely Kingdom Objectives, and God's Anointed Ministries. And we have been in the studio speaking on the Word of God through a biblical teaching Pastor Fields is doing called Pray and Believe. Pastor Fields, we had a comment from Elder Valerie, and she says, thank you, man of God, for such a timely word in this season. But I would desire that you would pray for the body of Christ that they will become more effective in their level of belief and trust in God and increase their prayer lives. And so we'll give you the opportunity. We're at the last 4 minutes of the segment to encourage the men and the women of God, the body of Christ, to be more faithful in their prayer lives and to increase their level of belief and trust in God.
Amen. Praise God. And to Minister Valerie, yep. Elder Valerie, praise God. And to all that are listening, let us pray. Father, we thank you today for your word. Father, we thank you for your people, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we have the ability to the unctioning of the Holy Spirit, Father, who gives us, who provides us with all levels of truth. You said when he comes, Lord God, his job would be to guide us in all levels, all areas of truth, all things that concern godliness and all things that pertain unto life. Thank you, God, that you're guiding us. Help us to listen, God. Help us to be doers and not hearers only. Help us, God, to continuously put forth our effort, not just having a superficial faith, but a practical faith, a faith that does not say it, but does, God. We're praying for the body of Christ. We know that we're up against it today, God. There are many things vying for our time and for our attention, God. Many things that is battling, Father, keeping us from doing your will. But we pray that you remove every barrier, Lord God, every stronghold, Father, every offense, Lord God, every reluctance in our way on today, God, that you may touch the men and women of God, that they may continuously do your will, Father, in spite of and because of all that is coming against them, God. You told us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. Father, help us to believe in your word, Father, more than the situation that you told us to walk by faith and not by sight. Help us to do that, God, for the just shall live by their faith. And we understand, God, it takes your word, Lord God. For you said, man shall not live by physical bread, but rather by every word that proceeds. May we hear your word, God, and may we commit our lives to doing everything that you say, what you say, when you say, where you say it, God. And know, Father, that we must leave the results in your hands, that once we have expelled the responsibilities that you've given us, that we will see the glorious blessings. Help us to do it, God, because without you, we realize we can do nothing. So I'm praying for my sisters and brothers that are surrounded, created all around the world today. God, touch them and increase their faith. And we thank you for the blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.
And thank you, man of God, for that prayer. And thank you for that comment, Elder Valerie. We're at the close of our segment on today. And this is Real Talk here on God's Anointed Ministry Radio. Check Pastor Phil's teaching segments out and also other prayer ministries and ministries that he has, even the church at his website, www.godsanointedministries.com, as well as for upcoming shows and segments or shows or segments you would like him to do teachings on. And you can email him at game, which is G-A-M, at godsanointedministries.com and give him feedback on the various shows that have been done. Also, in this time and in this season, you have the opportunity to avail yourself to contribute your monetary donations to Pastor Fields and his various ministries at his website, which is www.godsanointedministries.com, as well as sponsor him for upcoming television and radio segments. Once again, this is Glenda Fields, your host here at God's Anointed Ministries Radio.
I know with your wanted to, you could wave your hand. Spare me this heartache and change your plans. And I know any second you could take my pain away. But even if you don't, I pray, help me want the healing more than the healing. Help me want the Savior more than the saving. Help me want the giving more than the giving. Oh, help me want your Jesus more than anything. You know more than anyone that my flesh is weak. And you know I'd give anything for a remedy. And I'll ask 1,000 more times to set me free today. Oh, but even if you don't, I pray, help me want the healing more than the healing. Help me want the Savior more than the saving. Help me want the giver more than the giving. Oh, help me want your Jesus more than anything.